Councillor David Noakes.
Madam Mayor, I think I should begin my speech by declaring a personal but not prejudicial interest in this motion. My personal interest is, of course, as a gay man, but the reason I don't believe I have a prejudicial interest is I'm sad to say I currently have no outstanding offers of marriage. Madam Mayor, I'm very proud to be a Southwark councillor. I'm very proud that members on this council have agreed to this motion being heard tonight. Southwark has a long and proud history of being a progressive council, and I hope that the free vote at the end of this debate will reinforce that reputation. I am not a believer in gesture politics, but I do believe that bodies such as local authorities have a leadership role in defining the values and type of society we wish to build and support. Southwark is a borough with a hugely diverse population, and one of Southwark's greatest strengths is the tolerance, openness and respect that exists between people in this borough, to those from different ethnicities, religions and sexual orientation. Our diversity is our strength. On the 15th of March, the government started a 12-week consultation on its proposals to enable same-sex couples to have a civil marriage in a registry office or other approved premises. Importantly, what the government are not proposing is any changes to religious marriages, which will continue to only be legal between a man and a woman. Members will be aware that the previous government introduced civil partnerships for same-sex couples, which gave our relationships legal protection and recognition. So why the need for civil gay marriages? The reason is simple. Civil gay marriage will do the one thing that civil partnerships could not do. It will give us equality. Madam Mayor, the proposal to introduce civil gay marriage can be summed up in two words: equality and love. The human race has been on a long journey from the days when the only law was survival of the fittest, to the beginnings of human rights as we know them today in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. This momentum gathered pace after the horrors of the Second World War and the creation of the United Nations, and in the West from the 60s liberation movement for women, blacks and gay rights. I was born in 1967, the year consensual sex between two men were made legal in this country. Since then, I'm glad to say that we've seen huge progress despite the damaging and ill-conceived introduction of Section 28 of the Local Government Act in 1988 to prevent the promotion of homosexuality in schools and the tragedy and ongoing challenges of AIDS for the gay community. In 1994, we saw the unequal age consent for gay men brought down from 21 to 18 years of age, which went on to be equalised in 2001. We've also seen the lifting of the ban on gay men and lesbians being able to serve in the military, legislation allowing same-sex couples to adopt, and the repeal of Section 28. More recently, we have seen the introduction of civil partnerships and the Equality Act, which protects gay men and lesbians in terms of goods and services. Internationally, gay marriage has been fully legalised in 10 countries: Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands, Belgium, Norway, Sweden, Iceland, South Africa, Argentina and Canada, and in individual states and cities in Mexico, Brazil and the USA. Around the world, however, homosexuality remains illegal in 76 countries and is punishable by death in 5 countries. Madam Mayor, I'm aware that some members on this council may be uneasy about this motion, either because they believe issues such as these are not in the remit of the council, or for some members because of their own personal faith. I would like to make it clear, I respect the views of those members, and the purpose of this motion is not in any way designed to cause discomfort for those members. This motion is not an attack on deeply held values, it is a motion in favour of equality. If this motion is passed this evening, it does not pretend to represent the views of all Southwark residents, who will have a diverse range of views, both for and against this proposal, and are of course entitled to feed in their own views as part of the government consultation. What it will represent, however, is a reaffirmation that the elected members on this council are on the side of equality, and that this council will always stand up and be counted when it comes to protecting the rights of all our residents. I hope the government will consider all the representations that are made in the consultation, but I also hope they will do the right thing by introducing civil marriages, and in doing so reconfirm this country's reputation for tolerance, respect of human rights and equality for all before the law.
Mohammed to second the late motion.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I am pleased to second this motion. It's enormously defining and vital for our times. The way we deal with it goes to the heart of the state of our democracy. Because above everything, there is a central argument in this debate that in a democracy, we are all meant to be equal before the law. So anything that enhances this is my concern as a citizen. But also, I don't need to remind members that this administration has always tried to ensure that equalities are at the center of everything we do. That is why we should be exercised about this issue. The struggle against discrimination and persecution for members of the LGBT community has been long and hard, and there is still a way to go. The Labour government, to its credit, enacted the Safe Partnership and the Gender Recognition Act of 2004 against the background of entrenched abuse and hostility and the naysayers. But even though these were welcome and are welcome now as a right step in the right direction, they have produced some anomalies and adverse consequences which need to be righted. For instance, married people who have had to divorce after a sex change before getting a civil partnership, and heterosexual people who want to take advantage of civil partnerships cannot do so because they're not allowed to. As has been mentioned, many contend that civil partnerships, which is the option for gay people, is not the gold standard, and that marriage is for some, and I agree, that there is not a good enough reason to keep this exclusively to the heterosexual community. This is the inequality that needs to be righted, and even though it can be argued that to have equality predicated by saying this is also a folly. Since this issue has faith dimensions for some, this motion is based on the government's consultations in the circular arena. This is not aimed at any faith groups, although faith groups have their right to state their view, as in any good democracy. In Parliament, as in this chamber, it is right that this is left as a free vote, one in which each votes according to his conscience or her conscience. My personal view on this subject is libertarian, which some might regard as extreme. For instance, I think there should be no bar to marriages, even to what is termed a bigamous relationship. It should be up to individuals to decide what their relationships are and the consequent contractual relationship should be, so as long as there is no harm to others. For the sake of democracy and equality, I would urge you to all take part in the government's consultation exercise. But before I go, I'd like to remind everyone that yes, we may support the motion and the march towards equality, but this issue will be decided in Parliament, which reminds us that there is a marriage of convenience in Parliament between two parties that does not seem healthy. One of them is being abused and is showing no signs of seeking help. And the reason why we're here is because here, I say, is a symptom of this abusive and dysfunctional relationship.
Councillor Mark Hutchinson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Opponents of equal marriage suggest that it is far more than a tweak in the law, that it is a profound social and cultural change. They are absolutely right. Equal marriage tells every gay man, lesbian or bisexual in this borough and nationwide that they too are welcome into one of our most cherished institutions. My ward contains one of the largest gay communities in London. I knew I was gay around the age of 10, lucky to be brought up in a family for whom it was never a big deal. I came out at 16, I brought a boy to my school leavers ball. I was lucky, I was supported, but others are not so lucky. That boy who I brought to my last day of school was bullied for being gay every day of his life since he was 11, because he was seen to be different, because society said he was different. He developed a severe and lasting depression, and 2 years after we left school, he took his own life. A tragic loss of a brilliantly talented young man, loved by so many. Rates of depression and suicide among young gay men are terrifying. It no doubt impacts on thousands of this borough's residents. We must stop telling gay, lesbian, and bisexual people that they are different. And civil partnerships, the divide between civil partnerships and marriage, civil marriage, contributes to that difference and that sense of difference, legal or otherwise. Equal marriage will be a hugely important step in this, in the long battle for total equality. And Southwark has a long and proud history at the forefront of that fight, locally and nationwide. Please support this motion and support equal marriage. Thank you.
Thank you. I shall now move to the vote on the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. Thank you.